Hi, everybody, and welcome back for another little bite-sized political podcast, sponsored as always by quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, do check them out. And I want to talk to you, well, I want to play you a video, actually, or a short little clip of three presidents, not one president, three presidents, President Bill Clinton, President Barack Obama, and President George Bush. So three Democrats. Mm-hmm. Yes, deliberately said that. Basically lying through their teeth to you about both the jab and the so-called virus. Now, the thing about this is, if they can lie about this, what else do you think they've lied to you about? Listen up to this short 27-second clip.
Americans.
Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans.
And soon, they will be available to everyone.
The science is clear. These vaccines will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
They could save your life.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
That's the first step to ending the pandemic and moving our country forward. It's up to you.
It's up to you, really? Let's just revisit what was said there. The science is clear. These vaccines will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease. Well, I mean, could it be any more untrue? For starters, they then, about after a year and a half of people like us hassling them, said, well, okay, they don't protect you. They don't protect the ones that you love. They don't stop you getting it. They don't stop you going into hospital. But apart from that, the science is clear. No, the science was never clear. The profit pathway was clear, though. It's perfectly obvious what was behind the massive sales campaign for these toxic jabs. And here you have Clinton, Bush, and Obama. So, you know, those have been the presidents in this, thus far in this century, just looking at the camera and lying to you. They lied about the fact this dangerous and deadly virus. It wasn't dangerous, it wasn't deadly. I don't even believe it was a virus. So, everything, like, this is what we have to get into our minds. And this is like a black pill moment, I suppose, or maybe it's a red pill, but you decide. But, you know, it's like everything they say is a lie. Everything. So if you want to understand what's going on, completely discount everything that people like this tell you. Because they're standing there ever so presidential. I mean, you can't see the video, but trust me, they're standing there very presidential in what looks, I don't know, some sort of memorial of some sort, God knows what, with the American flag fluttering in the wind behind them. They've all got their big overcoats on, and they're telling you that, these vaccines are coming now. Get your vaccines. This was the biggest sales pitch in humanity. Wouldn't you agree? There's been nothing, I think, and certainly in my lifetime anyway, and I don't think in recognizable history, where you would have got this level of propaganda, because that's what it was. You had three American presidents all lining up telling you, take your job. And of course, you had Biden telling you to take your job. You had Trump telling you to take your job. Everywhere, they were all telling you to take your job. Isn't it miraculous, my friends, that we didn't take our jabs? That we didn't, actually, that we took their advice in one regard. They said, it's up to you. Well, yes, it sure as hell is up to us. And the first thing is we think about it and we absolutely reject it. And that's why we're not the people with the turbo cancers. We're not the people with the myocarditis or the pericarditis or the Gilles-Barre system or a syndrome or all the rest of it. Not us. It's vaccinated. How many people, you know, how many people are, as we speak, living with the terrible consequences of this. I saw a tweet put up by Andrew Bridge, an MP, and he talks about Big Brother contestant and TV presenter Lisa James. She's lost all feeling in her legs, has brain lesions, and has been housebound for 18 months since the AstraZeneca jab. Her health has been declining rapidly, and is desperate for help and answers. Little support provided by doctors. She's in excruciating daily pain. Poor Lisa. And if you check out Andrew's tweet, you get the link to her social media account, and you can pass on, you know, your sympathies with her. But yeah, this is the reality. brain lesions, lost all feelings, bedbound. That's not what Clinton and Obama and Bush were promising you, now, was it? But that's exactly the consequences. In this case, it's very clear. She's linking it directly to the AstraZeneca jab. So let's not hear any talk of, oh, it could have been 101 different things that caused it. No, it wasn't. And it's the same with all those people who have sadly lost their lives as well. They got the jab, they keeled over, they're dead. That's it. Not safe, not effective in any way. And yet, you know, we have to remember the incredible propaganda campaign that they ran. Now, could they run another one on that scale for something else? I think the answer is yes, they could. And would the normies go with it? I think the answer is probably yes, they would. Would as many of them go with it? It depends. It depends on the fear. They've certainly, you know, learned all. I'm sure they've learned, just as we've learned the lessons from 2020, 21, 22, they've learned the lessons of 2021, 22 as well. So they know the things that they got wrong. They know that the areas of overreach, but they also understand the fear mechanisms, the levers that they pulled, the turning people against each other, the conquer and divide. I mean, they've learned all those lessons as well. So whether or not, you know, you comply and conform with these things, well, actually, my friends, it really is up to you.